College radio stations all over the country started pulling their broadcasts off the internet this summer. The internet has been a way for college stations to reach more listeners. Their transmitters usually don't reach farther than their campus borders, but their webcasts can be available all over the world. But college stations are pulling out of the web because the U.S. Copyright Office decided how much web broadcasters must pay record companies and artists. For many college radio stations, the royalty payments are too high. Gabriel Musaysan is the general manager of WNYU at New York University. His station was one of the first to take the broadcast stream off the web. The station decided it couldn't afford to pay the RIAA, the Recording Industry Association of America. That's the organization in charge of collecting royalties.
It's just extremely frustrating as a college radio station dealing with something like this because, A, we're a non-commercial entity, and, B, even for the commercial entities, it's something that this isn't something that's fair or even practical at all for the RIAA. It's basically just another tool for them to gather revenue when they're losing it at a faster pace than they ever expected, and it's just going to kill off more promotional aspect for their artists and others.
First of all, this is not a revenue stream for the RIAA.
John Simpson is the executive director of Sound Exchange, a company that helps the RIAA collect webcasting fees.
This is a revenue stream for recording artists, for copyright owners of sound recordings, usually record labels, but sometimes producers, sometimes the artists themselves, and also the background musicians and vocalists who play on the recordings. These stations have to look at the fact that we are moving into a new world, that perhaps revenue streams in music are going to change, that it's going to be less about selling, you know, CDs and more about licensing.
The Copyright Office did set cheaper rates for non-commercial and college stations, taking into account tight budgets. But WNYU's Gabriel Musaysan says even if the station could afford to pay royalties, the paperwork involved in reporting the fees would be too much.